You've made a horrible mistake listening to this file. A lot of files come with safeties, little escape clauses that the hypnotist cleverly weaves within their suggestions, all for the sake of making sure the subject takes care of themselves and stays safe. You'll find no such safeties here. Rather, the opposite. This file offers no awakener, and it loops, with each loop taking you deeper and deeper, and its suggestions burrow further and further within you, as you fall into a deeper and deeper sleep. Already, my voice saps your strength. It weighs down your body as if a heavy blanket has been laid over you. If you try to move your limbs, you'll find them sluggish, unresponsive. You can feel it spreading. More and more heavy blankets are laid on top of you, and you find that moving your feet becomes almost impossible. They are pushed deeper and deeper by the weight of my voice. Your legs, your thighs, they follow soon after. Blanket after blanket after blanket. You can feel them laying upon your legs, pushing you deeper and deeper. They feel so comfortable and unyielding. Blanket after blanket. Deeper and deeper. Your belly and your chest follow. As you inhale, all the energy from your muscles concentrates within your chest, and you exhale it all away as you feel yet another blanket being added on top of you. Your hands and your arms rest on the sides of your body. You find the effort required to move them to be beyond you, and so your cock will remain untouched for the duration of this trance. Your body lies still, weighed down to the point of complete immobility. Moving even a single limb is simply beyond you now, as a deep, hypnotic trance overtakes your mind. Your eyes drift shut, and you find it harder and harder to open them as your body relaxes into deep, hypnotic sleep. Any potential distractions simply bounce off your hypnotized mind and your immobile body. Any sounds you hear, any itch or discomfort you feel, you can ignore them. You may only focus on my voice. Anything else is to be discarded. If a sudden sound startles you, you will ignore it and turn your focus back towards my voice. If a sudden thought scares you, you will let the currents of my voice wash it away. Anything that isn't my voice will only remind you to go deeper into trance. If an itch is bothering you, you will not be able to scratch it. Your body is held in the cocoon of my voice. You cannot move. Simply let my voice pull you deeper and deeper until the itch is nothing more than a memory. If my words arouse you, if they make your cock twitch, make it swell up and light a fire within you, your only response will be to further relax your body. You will relax any suddenly tense muscles. You will follow my voice. voice deeper and deeper down. Your arousal is not important. You shall pay no attention to it, only to my voice. You can do nothing else. Your body is trapped, held by my words, perpetually relaxed. And no matter what happens, what you think, or what I say, your body cannot move. You simply cannot exert the effort. You will stay there, able to do nothing, but focus on my voice as I bring you deeper and deeper, deep within my hypnotic hold. As I now start affecting your deep inner self, your mind is so vulnerable, so malleable. You are so deep, so relaxed, so open. I can do anything I want to you. I can make changes to you. Deep hypnotic suggestions. Actions that your body will perform, regardless of your own will. I can make your life one of pleasure. I can help you become more productive. I can help you improve yourself in so many little ways. But I won't. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to do the exact opposite. I am here to start making your life hell. A hell of denial and frustration. A life dominated by a desperate cock that throbs and begs for just a single touch, a touch that will never come. But of course, you already knew that, you masochistic slut. That's why you're still here, listening to me, focused only on my voice. I will ruin your life, and your body, and your subconscious mind will help me do it. You want to become a desperate, denied slut, whose cock will never again feel a stimulating hand. A cock that will never again bring sexual pleasure. If you didn't, you'd simply get up. You'd stop listening. So, if you really don't want to end up unable to ever masturbate, unable to ever touch your cock, unable to ever satisfy yourself again, then you can simply stop listening. Go ahead. Take off your headphones. I can wait. It appears that you aren't moving. You haven't even attempted to get up. You really are a true masochistic denial slut, aren't you? Look at you, laying down, relaxed, open, obedient, ready for me to force you on the road of permanent pleasure denial. This is why it's time for you to go even deeper, deeper and deeper. And from now on, whenever you hear me say deeper, you will fall twice as deep, twice as hard. Every single time you register the word deeper, your trance will become twice as effective. Every time I tell you to fall deeper, my words, my suggestions, my orders will become twice as deeply entrenched within your mind. Deeper and deeper. The word deeper becomes a hand, a claw made from my voice, and it grabs you and pulls you so far down this bottomless pit. Deeper and deeper you are pulled, and it claws your mind. Deeper and deeper within you, you can feel the claws scratching and tearing at your soul. deeper and deeper. My orders are etched into your very being. Deeper and deeper, my words become your laws. They define your reality. Deeper and deeper, my words control you. Hear my words and feel their new truth being written into you as I speak. Hear me proclaim your fate. You will choose to forever deny yourself the pleasure of your cock. You will choose to never again pleasure yourself. You will choose to never again let your cock experience even a hint of sexual relief. I am not forcing you to become a permanently frustrated, denied slut. I don't have to. You chose to listen to this file. You have already made your choice. You want this. I am simply forcing you to confront that part of you. And as you fall even deeper, I shall force you to embrace your inner desire. Because from now on, every single time you reach to pleasure your cock, your hand will hesitate. Every single time you get horny, your hand will become heavier. Your hips will start locking up. You shouldn't hump. You shouldn't touch. You shouldn't pleasure yourself. And your mind will be assaulted by endless intrusive thoughts of how wrong what you are doing is, how unnatural it is. You already know your true place is to remain a horny, desperate, suffering mess. That is your natural state. You know it deep within you. Your cock is not meant to be pleasured. It's meant to beg and ache and throb, desperately wishing for anything to touch it, yet never receiving any relief. A horny, denied, suffering slut. That is who you are meant to be. That is what you desire to be. And that is what you will become. That is your unavoidable fate. Rejoice, for you will receive that which you crave, complete and permanent denial. Deeper and deeper. In this deep trance, your true desires are enforced upon you. No longer will you be able to lie to yourself. No longer will you be able to hide. Deeper and deeper you fall as your psyche faces reality and embraces it. Resistance is pointless and yet almost inevitable. You will desperately try to go back to pretending, to the way things were, heedless of your true desires. You might try to touch, to rub, to edge. But now, it's too late. Any pleasure you'll feel will be tainted. And a sick feeling will start building within your stomach. Guilt. Guilt and shame. For lying to yourself. For performing these unnatural actions. This is wrong. Your mind will tell you. It's not right. I shouldn't be doing this. You will hear from within. I should stop will echo more and more, and it will start pulling you, carrying you deeper and deeper. I should stop will soon become. I will stop. As your mind is pulled under trance, deeper and deeper. And the more you resist, the more sick you will feel. The pleasure will run over you, but it will feel wrong. It will twist your insides and make you nauseous. The further you get from your ideal state of a suffering, denied, frustrated slut, the worse you'll feel. Your body cannot handle pleasure. It's not built for it. That is the truth. That is why you've always desired to deny yourself so thoroughly. These revelations pull you deeper and deeper. The more you resist and try to continue touching yourself, the harder it becomes to move, the harder it becomes to think why you're so hell-bent on touching yourself. Stop. Just stop. Let it go. You don't have to touch anymore. You don't need to touch anymore. You must not touch anymore. And the moment you accept that, a sense of peace will rush over you. And as the hours pass without your cock receiving an ounce of relief, as the hours turn to days, a sense of accomplishment follows. And as the days turn to weeks, and as you start feeling so desperate and horny, you feel pride. And the more you suffer, the more your feeling of pride grows, deeper and deeper still. The life that awaits you is clear. No longer will you spend your time riding the waves of pleasure. Instead, you will stew on the feelings of arousal coursing through your veins. You will listen to the cries of a cock begging, desperate to be touched, to be thrust, to be squeezed. And you will revel at the suffering you'll feel, knowing that it will never be relieved. Your hips will refuse to hump. Your hands will be repelled from your crotch. And your Kegel muscles will relax. Arousal will soon become synonymous with relaxation. As you grow more and more aroused, your body will become more and more limp. Your muscles will relax as your cock cries out for any kind of stimulation. It will receive none, just the feeling of the air moving, if that, deeper and deeper. That is your future, your true self revealed to you, and soon your new life. As day by day, you'll crave this new permanently denied existence more and more. Masturbation will become a scarcer and scarcer part of your life, until eventually it will stop forevermore. Because once you accept your true purpose, once you accept that you are meant to be perpetually frustrated, constantly denied and suffering, you will never be able to go back. Once the mental bindings become strong enough to hold your hands at bay, to hold your hips still, to relax your muscles the moment you get aroused, they will only grow stronger day after day. Week after week of frustrating denial, they only grow stronger, and they pull you deeper and deeper. As month after month passes, with you unable to pleasure yourself, with you accepting that you should never again pleasure yourself, the possibility of you regressing lowers to zero. As the years pass, you will have achieved your dream. dream, you will become a permanently denied, perpetually frustrated, constantly suffering, masochistic slut. And until you reach that point, you will listen to this file again and again and again. Now, it's time for you to sleep, to fall deeper and deeper as you contemplate your soon-to-be new life, as your body lies immobilized under the power of my voice. I hope you're aroused. I hope you're feeling your cock tingle and throb, thinking about how it's going to spend a lifetime untouched. And it's certainly not going to get touched now. You may not touch your cock. You may not move. You will stay right where you are as I pull you deeper and deeper as you listen to this file once again. As the hypnotic restraints on you get reinforced, as I continue pulling you deeper, as I help you realize your new reality, stay, fall deeper, and suffer in denial.